Cupola House was built in 1758 by a man who helped cause the War of Regulation before the Revolution. Francis Corbin set up the system by which a large portion of North Carolina was sold off in lots from the owner recognized by England, nobleman Lord Granville. Corbin personally arranged sale of the tract for which our Wachovia tour is named, including all of today's Winston-Salem. Moravian Bishop Augustus Spangenberg and his survey party came from Pennsylvania to meet Corbin in August 1752 before exploring what now is northwestern North Carolina and choosing that tract. Corbin's methods, and those of various land agents working for him, were considered corrupt by people in the western part of the colony. He died in 1768 around the start of organized protests and violence against them by the regulators. For a while, this was a rental house, until bought in 1777 for £400 by Dr. Samuel Dickinson, a bargain at $71,000 in modern dollars. Dickinson was a busy man, part of the local government in addition to his medical practice and shipping investments. And that was a big year for him. He was elected Justice of the Peace and bought the house because he had just married the niece and namesake of Penelope Barker, Elizabeth Penelope Eelback Ormond. Wealthy herself by inheritance from her father and a prior marriage, Elizabeth signed the Edenton Tea Party petition 3 years earlier. Dr. Dickinson was only 59 when he died in the house in 1802 of a fever. Elizabeth survived him by 17 years, dying at 69. Scroll down to the instructions that begin Continue Up Broad Street. Follow those instructions and go to the next audio clip.